Sunday night for halacha.
We're learning, although the halachas of being mefayas chaveros and hilchos yom kippur, and it's put down as something you do on erev yom kippur, but the suggestion is that there's no reason not to do it before Rosh Hashanah. It might even be a good idea, especially if what's involved is not just tarumos, which involves pius, but many times there's actual tzar or anoas dvorim that you really have to ask mechila for, more not just pius, but mechila. It's for violating a ben adam l'chaveiro, and therefore it's a good thing to do before Rosh Hashanah. We saw last week, we said that many achronim, most achronim, really make the embarrassment, the hachno'a, that you're going over and asking a mechila as part of the kapora, part of what you have to undergo in order to attain that kapora. And therefore you go yourself and you don't send a shliach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you feel it'll be more effective through a shliach, then you can send a shliach. You find that really by Achei Yosef, that they felt at first that they would be more effective through a shliach. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can do it that way. If you feel im kosha olav leilech batzmo tchila, maybe taka. So what does the Mishnah Berurah mean im kosha olav? If it means it's embarrassing, so that goof is the kapora, that embarrassment. Maybe he means it's too far, it's in a different city. Or maybe, taka, you can't bring yourself to do it. So better attain a mechila through a shliach than not do it at all. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. So he says, v'nochat she'elech v'atzmo elov, but he shouldn't send someone. But if it's hard, or he feels that the pius will be more forthcoming if he does it through a shliach, which is many times the case, so that's what he can do. But then he should remember, like, when he meets up with him, when he sees him, he should ask him mechila again, or he should somehow acknowledge the fact that he appreciates that he was meichel him, and he would have this inyan hachno'a as well. Whether or not you should specify what you did, so that's a famous problem. That part of the achno is to specify what you did. The Mishnah Berurah says tzorach lefareit mashachot al achaveiro, but the Mishnah Berurah himself says, as is said, it's commonly said in the name of Yisrael Salanta. Not so sure. The Mishnah Berurah lechora says the same thing. Im lo k'sheyodeh shechaveiro yizbayish mizeh k'sheyifareit hacheit azai lo yifareit also. You don't have to specify the chait if it'll cause, it'll just make matters worse, or it'll bring up the whole thing again, and it'll just open a whole can of worms. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah is talking about being mefarer at the chet. Rabbi Sol Salanta is really saying a bigger chiddush. It just occurred to me. Sol Salanta says that you don't even have to ask mechila. Like, you can make it a general. You know, if I ever did anything to you, so please be meichel me. That's really a tremendous kula, tremendous chiddush. In other words, instead of awakening maybe negative feelings because you're letting the person know that you once talked lashon hara on him, or he forgot the whole thing and you're reminding him, so Rishol Salanta says better just make it like sort of a general, if I ever, like, you know, nowadays they mechadish the inyan of how to apologize. They say, if I offended anyone, if you're silly enough to be offended, then I apologize. That's the mahalach of apologies nowadays. If you're aware of things, you don't apologize. You say, if you're silly, if you're offended, okay, I apologize. What can you do? Anyway, Rabbi Sol Salanta is a tremendous cool. I just realized the Mishnah Berurah says less than that. Mishnah Berurah just talks about being mefarit the chet. If chaveri is bayish mizeh, he shouldn't do it. Okay. Let's stop here.